The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People will remember that yesterday on the show we were discussing the new Irish Rail timetable with different stakeholders, including Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, who acknowledged the kinks in the system. Well, we sent our own Henry McKean. We tooled him up and sent him out into rush hour traffic to find out how passengers are getting on. He started his journey in Skerries and ended at the new train hub, Grand Canal Dock.
So I'm just getting on the 8:04 to Grand Canal Dock. We're 5 minutes late. Let's see how this goes. So we're now at Malahide and the train is absolutely packed. People are trying to come on and others are trying to get off. And we are running even later now. Next stop, Conwy. So the train has just arrived in Conwy, delayed. We had to wait outside Crosby's Yard for a few minutes, perhaps to wait for the train from Belfast to move off. People are looking pretty grumpy. It is early though. So we've arrived at Grand Canal Dock. We are about 6 minutes behind schedule, so not too bad. We've just got off the train there. How are you finding the new timetable?
Awful. The last changes in late August, it has been a nightmare for me. I commute from Donabay to Blackrock. There was a direct train, very comfortable, very safe. I could sit, and now I have to change. So there are two trains, and it's getting me an hour and a half. Plus, I had to change my routine with the kids, with my family. So it's really, for me, a disaster.
So you're late for work?
Yeah, and I'm late for work. Now it's almost 9:05. I should be at work at 9:00, so.
So it's early morning. We're on the daily commute, and we're speaking to passengers and asking them how they're finding the new timetable. Are they still on time? And is it working for them?
I'm heading to Tower Street, and the new timetable sucks.
How long have you been waiting?
14 minutes.
Trying to get to Dunleary. No, I'll probably be about 20 minutes late, I'd say.
I'm heading to Bray.
And how are you finding it? We're here at Grand Canal Dock. How are you finding the new timetable?
Pretty good, yeah. I've been on time every day, up early. Yeah, it seems good.
Crowded trains now constantly.
Crowded.
And more time between the trains coming.
So a bit of a wait.
A bit of a wait, and then you get the crowded trains. Short trains as well.
You've just got off the train there.
Yeah, and it was absolutely jammers.
That was a dart.
The dart, yeah. Now, they've changed the times, I think, for a few more minutes, but they seem to have taken a few carriages away as well.
So where did you come from?
I got on a Raheny. By the time I got on Raheny, it was absolutely packed, so most people didn't get on. And then every stop, I think, right up to Conwy, people couldn't get on.
So it was sardines?
Sardines, and really hot. And then it was a shorter train, but also they had no, you know, those loops you can hold on to, so people couldn't really move down the middle of the carriage because there's nothing to hold on to. So
are you still on time?
No, I'm late.
How late are you?
Only about 10 minutes, but that's okay.
What will your boss say?
Oh, listen, I work a lot of extra hours in the evening, so I don't think he'd be that brave to say anything.
So the new timetable isn't working out for you?
Not for me, no, I have to say. But I know there's a train that leaves 10 minutes earlier that comes from Howth. I think that one might have been from Malahide. So if you can get the Howth one, it's never as packed, because it's a shorter distance between Howth and Raheny. It's probably one of the worst journeys I've had in a long time.
What do you think of the new timetable?
I quite like it personally because I travel in from Greystones, and it means that the darts get sooner here between the hours. So like usually I would be getting in, and I have a 9:30 start, so I'd be getting in at 9:15, which is not enough time to get into work and get started. So I like that it is a little bit earlier. However, at the same time, there needs to be a lot more transparency on the apps, because the apps are clearly not updated and up to date with the information.
I take the Hazel Hatch train to Grand Canal Dock every morning, and since the new timetable has been implemented, the train has been between 10 and 20 minutes late every single day. So, and I've kept track. I know.
Kept track.
Yes.
And you go from where to where?
I go from Hazel Hatch to Grand Canal Dock.
and you do that every day and you're late for work.
Yes. So for instance, today the train was supposed to be here at 9:04. It didn't arrive until 9:17. So 13 minutes late. And this has been a consistent thing both in the mornings coming in and on the ride home as well, which makes it really difficult to get into work on time and to get home to collect the kids from creche.
Can you understand why it's late?
I have personally emailed Irish Rail many times, as well as contacted the Minister for Transport, and I have not received an answer from them explaining it. I understand that from Connolly to Grand Canal, it is a bottleneck, and they're trying to put more trains through a very tight area. My frustration, though, is that previously my train was always reliable, and now it's consistently unreliable.
So not good for business?
No, I haven't seen
and
any
not
benefits.
Not good for your children?
No, exactly. Difficult for families.
And they're stuck at the creche.
That's right.
The Phoenix Park Tunnel route from Adamstown opened in 2016, and when it opened it was an absolute godsend. It made a huge difference to hundreds of lives coming in from west side of the city to get south of, I suppose, south city centre towards this kind of Barrow Street area. It has become completely disruptive. The frequency going home for such a successful train has just reduced. We don't understand it. People's kind of people are saying like childcare or any kind of commitments and trying to get home on time, the frequency is completely reduced. So a perfectly operating system has been completely disrupted, less frequent and really, really late every morning. I used to be in work on time, reliable system just after maybe 9 a.m, which was fantastic. Now you're talking like a 9:15, 9:20, really, really matters in the mornings. So it just has been completely disruptive for something that was working perfectly and is just not there anymore, and we're losing trust.
What excuse will you tell your boss you're late again today?
Well, it's to do with an unreliable train system. We're trying to stay off the roads. We're trying to be good for the environment. People are talking about getting back on the roads because they need to have that kind of trust that they have some sort of control over the time that they will arrive at their workplace. And it's quite sad, actually, because there was a huge advocator for this Phoenix Park Tunnel when it opened in 2016, because it made such logical sense. I see hundreds of people getting on this and I see just pure stress. Either the planning went sideways or something didn't work. Like, if it wasn't going to fit, why did we do it? So how can you have so much disruption? Why stop at Connolly when it used to work to Grand Canal Dock? Like, why are you cutting us short to get kind of south of the city centre from West Dublin? People are buying affordable houses further outside the city. You've Clonburris, you've Salins, Nace. People are moving outside the city because of more affordable housing. They need the train to work west of the county to get to south of the city. This enables people to buy more affordable housing, and we're cutting off that lifeline. It's insane.
So you're the acting station manager from Pierce. What's your name?
Paul Parsons.
Paul, there was a 40-minute delay very early this morning. What happened?
It was a delay to a handback of engineering works between Clontarf and Malahide.
And you've got a special train whistle, like you would hear on Thomas the Tank Engine, a unique sound. Have you had to use it much this morning?
I wasn't doing that particular job this morning. I always carried that around anyway.
You're here in Grand Canal Dock, which has become a new, you know, you could say hub, with the new timetable. How are you finding it?
The timetable had a few issues. They brought in a fix this Monday, sorted it out more or less.
So you think it's a bit better?
A bit better, yeah. There's a lot more passengers travelling this time of year, yeah.
This is a favourite. Can you blow the whistle?
Of course, yeah.
All right. Henry asking that man to blow his whistle. Henry, thank you very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.